Perek Yutes Mishnah Yud. Mashpelas Shenitchasam Elikabrima in Mashpelas. What is a Mashpelas? Let's look at the picture. Picture 600. Kubo Shemalichin Bo Hazevel. It's a box. It's a box. Mishnah Yud. Here it is.
Did you test?
Yes, we did test.
Oh, yeah, sure, right. Yes, you're right. Here it is.
Okay, so 600. This box. This is the box in which they put zevel. Okay, zevel is fertilizer for the field, and they put on a donkey and they take the donkey. They go out to the field. Okay, over here in the next one, on the right, on the left side. When it's not in operation, when you're not using it to transport zevel, you turn it upside down and you sit down on it. So therefore, this box, this mashpelas, it's also used as a chair. Memela, it is makabel tumas midras. Good? Got it? Okay, what does it say over the bottom? The bottom of it is Kosef HaRosh, Mashpelas Yikubo Shenayit, Shenayit Simboz Zevel Meshaneshes Yeshiva, So Imalachta, Kmoiteva Shepischa Mitzidah on the side. V'nirish Ein Kavanas HaRosh Lema Sheyesh Molech Mamesh B'shas Melochosa. Ela Shehi Kmoi Hakelustar, Sheperk Chof, Kedat Mishra, we don't know that yet, Shebenoisef L'tashmishi HaRogel M'shtam, Shemboi Gam L'yeshiva B'shem Kach Gam Tumei Midros. Okay, so that's the God's Mishnah. Okay, so let's see over here. Nachmul Mishnah. Hello, you with me? We have mashpelas. Yeah. A mashpelas is a container, is a wicker container which is used primarily to
hold
and store zevel, fertilizer for the field. However, when the mashpelas is empty, it's not the season of applying fertilizer.
Zevel is fertilizer, or zevel is just garbage.
Zevel l'chor is fertilizer. What zevel literally means fertilizer.
Okay. Now, what zevel means garbage, no?
I don't know. Maybe I think it means fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So the mashpelas, when you're not using the mashpelas to store fertilizer, what do you do with it? You take it and you take it and you turn it upside down and you sit down upon it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect stool. It's the perfect place to rest your body. Therefore, it's makabel tumas midras. What happens if the mashpelas is defective? There is a hole in the mashpelas and it's no longer fit to store fertilizer. Will you still turn it upside down and use it as a chair? So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So that's what it's
what
in here.
What happens?
If it's defective, the mashpelas develops a hole, it develops a defect. There's a defect, on the top. On the top, the part that stores the fertilizer. There's a defect somewhere in the mashpelas that it's no longer able to store the zevel in normal way.
I thought the problem is about sitting on it.
Well, that's a secondary use. Sitting on the mashpelas is a secondary function.
But that's what we're worried about. We're not worried about its regular function, are we?
Well, that's the question. The question is, the regular function allows it to be makabel tumas tamimes. The regular function, our question over here is, does this mashpelas have the koyach to become tamim in avatumah when someone sits down upon it? Tumas midras. The only thing that's right to be called a tamim tumas midras is something which is royally yeshiva.
Right.
So the shail is the mashpelas? Is the mashpelas royally yeshiva?
You said yes.
What?
The tamim.
Well, let's first discuss the mashpelas.
Chacham say taharim, so they say it's not.
But before we go to the case,
what's the ikar?
The ikar is the hole to store the zevel. So if let's take a step back, if the mashpelas is normal, it's complete, it's in its pristine state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's perfect. There is no damage. And it's able to store zevel, and you turn it upside down. Is it makabel tumas midras?
Well, according to Rabbi Meir,
absolutely
for sure.
No. Everyone, I'm asking you in the case. I'm asking in the case where there's no damage to the mashpelas. The mashpelas. We're not up to the mishnah. I'm giving you some background first.
Oh, so how do I know?
I'm trying to tell you what happens if the mashpelas is not damaged. The mashpelas is perfect.
Where is it? So answer.
Of course, it's matame tumas midras. The derech of the mashpelas is that when you're not using it to store zevil, you turn it upside down and you sit down upon it. So everyone agrees that if the mashpelas is complete and you turn it upside down and you sit down upon it, it's matame tumas midras. If you have a mashpelas,
okay, I heard you.
Right. Now, what happens? Mashpelas is damaged. So can you use it for its primary function?
It's damaged. Where is it damaged?
On the bottom. On the bottom. The part that you're going to want to sit down upon. You're going to want to sit down upon. Anywhere. Wherever it is. It doesn't make a difference. It does not make a difference with the damages. There's damage. And the mashpelas no longer...
If it's damaged on...
On the side. Let's say it's damaged on the side.
But can I sit on it?
Yeah. You can still sit on it. Yeah.
I can still sit on it. That's still...
Oh, but that sitting on it is a secondary use. It's not the primary use.
Sure.
What?
So
that's machlokes. The machlokes
is a secondary use.
Exactly.
Secondary.
Yeah, so it's exactly.
And we said Tomei Midras all along.
That's right. That's exactly what it's machlokes. So those cases were not secondary. Those cases were separate compartments.
It's sitting on top of the thing here.
Okay, Nechanami. So that's what it's saying. It's teaching another example of this halacha. Mashpelah shenifchasa melotamu mimoinim kolam mikamu mimoinim meoy mitame. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even though it's no longer functional in primary use, since it has a secondary use, it's still mitamas midras. V'chachamim mitaharin. The chachamim say, no, it's tohar. Why? B'nei shabotah lo ikar ba'la tfeila. Once the ikar is bottle tava, once the primary function is bottle tava, the tfeila, the secondary function is bottle as well. Good? Let's see the Rav. Mashpelas.
Kubo, the chachamim didn't hold that in the earlier.
They did hold it. Look at the previous case. We only had one other case. The case of the box. There was only one other case that was comparable. Look at the top line of this page. The case of the box.
But that was the case of
the box.
Yeah.
Yes. This was a different case. This was a different, whole different situation. That was the Beitzim, whole different situation.
Yeah.
So Mashpelas, look at the Rav with Mashpelas Shukuba Shogdil Shemalichim Bosa Zevel V'Ashba. You take out the Zevel V'Ho Ashba. Ashba means garbage, you're right. According over here, what it's over, you take out for two purposes. Number one, take out for Zevel. Number two, Ashba. Garbage.
They call
Zevel garbage. Okay.
Shenif Chasa
Melicham, I mean the Rav. Shenif Chasa.
Yeah.
As we learned before, a box, when it gets a hold of the size of a pomegranate, then it's no longer tame. Rabbi Meir Mitame, Af al pi shehi tohira mishar tumos, tamehi midras, even though it's tame, it's tohira mishar tumos, even though it's no longer makabal tumas maga mace and erev and sheret, because it's no longer a kli, but it's still tame tumas midras, shiru ili. Okay, that concludes Perek Yudtes. Good?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay, now we begin Perek Chof. Hakodim v'yakis sosois v'yasakin v'hamar tzufim shnifchasu. Let's see the picture right away. Picture number 601. Korim, what's a korim?
Korim is a bed. No?
A pillow, right? A pillow. Let's see. Kar also me, or it's made from leather. A car is a pillow. A pillow is made from leather. Is your pillow made from leather?
No.
Okay, well, these pillows are made from leather. And you fill it up with wool or with notes. The notes are, I think, what's notes? A hair of goats. Okay, you take the goat here and you fill it up, you stuff it, and then you put it on your head.
So it's... We're just learning what karm is right now.
Right. And what's a keses? Keses, you know that? That a car is a pillow?
Sure.
You knew that? I mean, but did you know that it was made from leather?
No.
You know this in Shas 100 times.
No.
And
it was leather?
That's what it says. It says here in the picture that it's also in the or can you hear from texture? Don't you know the code system in the Sefer? That when you have this funny color, that means it's made from leather?
Right.
Is it obvious to you?
Yeah.
It's made from leather?
Yes.
Okay, and then you have the cast. What's the cast? We didn't get that far. We first have to go read the captions. Cast. Next, 601. 601.
Car
is the pillow. It's made from leather.
What
and you fill it up with wool.
I know it.
Or here, I told you, means hair of goats.
Yeah.
Goat hair. Mm. Goat hair. You know what goat hair is?
No.
You ever see a goat running outside on the street?
Coyotes, but then.
You use it to put your head upon it. You rest your head upon it. Okay, you rest your head upon it. Cast a blanket. Or it's made from leather.
Did you know that they were
blanket?
They were leather?
No, I didn't know that. It's not a chish, I don't know it. Assume or umleit semer inoitz umeshameshes lemishkav gufay.
Maybe inoitz is like feathers.
Feathers? I think it means goat hairs. Oh, maybe you're right. You're right. I mean making feathers sense. down. Mm. Feathers of birds.
Yeah.
Birds. Okay, kesses. What's a kesses? It means also it's like a mattress. It's made from leather. Umleit semer inoitz umeshameshes lemishkav gufay. You put your body on it. You rest your body on it.
You really
it's a mattress. I'm reading the 601 caption on the left side.
Yeah.
On the left side. A kesses. Same thing. And you rest your body on it.
Yeah.
Okay, next now, the left side.
Nifchas.
They're used for lying down upon them in the time of midrash. Okay, next, left side. Nifchas akar. Look, there's a hole. You see, there's a rip. So came along and ripped it open. Nifchas akar. All the wool is falling out. All the wool is falling out. It's spilling out.
Right.
Or nifchasa kesses ve'ina yichol lehachel b'sechas at semer. The wool's falling out of the kesses. Hakar v'kesses misham
shem kesses ve'ina yichol lehachel.
Lehachel to contain. Lehachel means to contain.
B'sechas at semer.
The wool is falling out of the kesses. So what is the halacha? Hakar v'kesses misham shem l'shchiva gam kishahim reikim. Even when they're empty, ve'adayim heim t'nei midos. It doesn't matter. Even though the wool fell out of the pillow. And the wool fell out of the mattress, it's still comfortable enough. When you lie down upon it, you still use the from middle, it's still makabel tumah.
Right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Now we're going to sack on the bottom picture. What's the bottom? Hasak and the hamar tzufim. We have two different types of sacks. Hasak and hamar tzuf, asum lahachal schoira besoicham. You put merchandise, you put the goods. Okay, you put all the goods inside. Hasak asul me'orig shall say or. Seir means here. The marit seif also may are. Okay, two different types of sacks, two different types of containers, what do we call it? A sack or two different types of packages?
Sackcloth.
So the one is made from here, goat here. Say one is made from leather. Okay, then on the left side it says a sack, a marit seif also gam l'shriva, kishahim reikim.
I read the thing here, 602 on the right.
Hasak v'amaret suf
asun la'achdul schari b'seichem to take schari inside him. Hasak also may orig shall shear
sayar sin.
Also may
orig
shall sayar v'amaret suf asun may or.
The sack is made from here, woven together. It forms a package.
Yeah.
And the maret suf is made from leather.
Okay.
When you lie down, when they're empty, so you lie down upon as a mattress. If they're opened up, let's say the bottom is ripped. You see on the picture, right. On the left side, it's ripped, you can't lie down. You can't hold anything inside of it. They're still called a mattress. And a mekabel tuma. Okay? Good? Yeah. Mekabelim tumas midras. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakonim yasak, back to the Mishnah. Hakonim,
Dakasasakit
hamar sufim, shenifchasu, which are opened. So we know what all of those things mean now. Hare elu tume midras, they're still metame tumas midras.
Right.
Because they're still royal shkiva.
Correct.
Next. Hakilustar, arbo kavin. What's a cluster? Well, let's first see the Rav. The Rav of here says, let's see the Rav. Hakodim asuyim lemaloy son semer onoitzu. You fill it with wool or with feathers. The Adam noisnam tachas mira shoysof. And they put it on his head. The akasasoyis kemoi kodim him. They're like pillows. Ela she'ein aruchim ugudim. They're not very long. Kovachol gufo yishol Adam shech v'leim. They're not, they're long. Ela she'ein, they're just like the karim, but they're much longer. And therefore, you put your entire, it's a body pillow. the whole gufish to adam shechem the part entire way the person lies upon them. Maritzufim, what's that commitment sack in the maritzuf is a sack. Shel or gidoylim shenoystim bochem.
Sounds more like a sheet, no?
What? Like a mattress. Yeah, fine. A sheet mattress. In the olden days, they didn't have so many complicated things. You have a mattress, you have a bed spring, and then on top you have one type of cover, yeah, another type of cover.
We always thought that no, kasusa.
You ever go to a hotel? They have like five layers of stuff under there.
We always thought that kasusa was blankets. It's not a blanket though.
It's a mattress.
Sounds more like a
mattress or a sheet.
Right.
Okay, Hare Elu Martsufim Kimin Sakim Shal Orgidolum Shinoistim Bohem Skaros Shamalikim Batsinois Martsufim is packaging, sack, which you put merchandise and you put the merchandise on a boat. Okay, they're cargo containers. They're cargo containers. Okay, fine. Hare Elu Tumi Midras. The Chol Hani Ovid Nami Lishkiva, all of these things are also used for lying down. Next. Kilmustar. Aleph, Kavan, Shemetchilas, and Inyan, Nasu, Lishnei, Devam, Yachad, Li Yoysan, Likli, Kibu, Vileshiv, Olahim, Lazek, Asher, Nifchasu, Yotsu, Medin, Kli, Kibu, Vinitadu, Bitumasheretz, Hine, Nisharu, Moedin, Din Hamishkov, Vietamu, Vietamimimimimus. In other words, he's saying that it's very similar to the previous mission. The previous mission, the last parak, was there is a primary function and there is a secondary function. The primary function is to serve as a bed, or the primary function is to serve as a container, and the secondary function is.
Okay, this well, is the theme throughout.
Right. Okay. Fine. Now let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah says, "Hakilustar arba kabin." What is a kulustar? Kulusta. Look at the next page. Picture 603. I don't recall remember having a kulusta. I'm sorry to tell you. I don't recall a kulusta. A kulusta is the feeding, a portable feeding trough. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here. Look, look what it says. Look what it says. Our ball cabin. You ready? We have a lot of big cash on here.
Oh, you have a picture? Oh.
603.
Oh,
what's this
thing here?
Okay, a lot of stuff here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Kluster, mechel mispo lemachel behema. It stores fodder. Okay, lemachel behema for an animal. When the kabel to makimun kedin kli kibul ha kluster also miar. Okay, number one, it's made from leather. Number two, it is a kli kibul. It's makabel tuma. Regular tuma. Next, 603 on the left side. Ha kluster mishamesh gam l'shkiva kishehu reik umishum kach makabel gam tuma smidras. When the kluster is empty, people like to use it as a pillow or like to lie down upon it. All right. Okay, now next, a cluster, hatumel ha'kiris, ha'krisis v'achemas, haravtzel v'hamezura. Okay, so he's telling us over here now. He gives a long list. Cluster. What's a turmel? Turmel we had last time.
Turmel with the thing, this thing here.
Okay, we have
the
all these.
Bacon, no?
What?
Here. Oh no, it's the section.
It was a pocketbook.
Yeah,
the turmel, the pocketbook. Okay, next. Then there's the hakirisis. See, it's not telling us. We never had krisis. No, we didn't. What are you talking about? We had krisis. We have a krisis. You remember krisis? What are you learning over here? Where you learn a krisis?
Maybe a krisis is like the cup, like the system.
I don't know what you're talking about. Krisis. Bachemus. Chemus is a chemus that we had. That's a canteen. That's a leather canteen. You store water.
Okay.
When you go in the desert. What?
So we probably had a krisis too. We had
a krisis?
For our butzel.
A krisis? The ha-chemis, you know? Ha-ravtzel. Ravtzel? I don't know. What's a ravtzel? I have no idea what that is.
Ha-mezuda.
Ha-mezuda. Okay. I have no idea what these things are.
They're all kinds of bags, right? They're all kinds of...
All different types of bags. They, over here, the rav explains what they are. Do you want to go back? Let's go back. Look at the previous page. What is the turmoil? The turmoil, the cluster. What's a cluster? So it says, "Kimin salu kafiv is a basket." You insert the raf cluster. The raf on page 412. Raf. The raf.
Look at it. Karu?
No, go down. Go down.
So what?
Cluster. What's the cluster? Come in, salu kafif, it's a basket. Shatolu b'fi ha-behema, you hang on the pi ha-behema. Nice and bottom mispa, you put in this, you put in the cluster, mispa is fatter.
Right. I like that word.
Usa'irim, barley.
Okay.
The behema chelas kashi mehalachas, the animal eats while it's walking.
Good.
Okay. Turmel, what's a turmel? Kis gadol shel or, turmel is a pakepok. It's a pakepok.
Shaharoya nice in shampoch.
So the turmel is a kis gadol shel or, it is a large container of leather. Shaharoya nice in shampoch. So the shepherd puts in the turmel all of his possessions. Okay, next. Kirisis, sack shell or cotton. It's a small sack.
Okay.
Rivtson, chemos cotton. Rivtson is a small container, a small canteen. Chemos cotton shell or shema simin by besam. They don't use it for water, they use it for these spices. Okay, miz voda. Klish meistem boat seidel aderch. Mitzvada.
Mitzvada they call. Nowadays is a suitcase.
Yeah?
Mitzvada? Yeah.
When you go to the airport, they put ticket on you.
Mitzvada, right. They'll say,
never heard of this.
Mitzvada is it.
So it's
or
a kli.
Or if you go on a bus and they see a...
Chivetz Chashud.
Right. Who's told this? Who's Mitzvada?
Mitzvada? Kli, shenayis nemot tzei de la derech. They put in provisions for the road. That's exactly what it is. It's a perfect translation. Targum tzeida. Tzeida is provisions. Zivadin. Okay, so we have over here all of these different types of containers. Harayil, so we'll go back, let's go back to the caption over here and go back. We have a lot to do over here on the next page. Page 414. Please turn the page. Please turn the page. Page 414. Hakluster, haturmul, hakris, hakrisis, hachemus, haraftsul, hamezuda. Now you know all these things are. Right? So what is the law? Kulam clay kibul asim or asher all clay kibul that are made from leather. Asher b'noisev l'tashmishan in addition to their primary function, kikli kibul misham shem gam l'shchiva. They're also used l'shchiva kishachim reikam u'mishem kach mekablam to mas midrash. They're also used. They're also used as pillows and blankets. Okay. Okay, next caption. Kulam shenifchasu. All of these things, these objects shenifchasu, which have been damaged. Are you with me? Shenifchasu. Afal pisha dain him ruim limidros kibikoidem. Even though they're still fit for sleeping purposes, I can still lie down them. Kevon sheinim chashuv etzel etzel kaimos sam kichli kichli kibol. These things, they're no longer chashev anymore. Once it breaks, you put it in the garbage. Shuv einu mekayimim af lemidras. Once the primary function is no longer there.
We said in the Mishnah.
Well, that was the previous Mishnah. That was the Karan Kesses. So he's explaining because by the Karan Kesses, the secondary function is chashev. The secondary function is chashev. Here in these examples, since these are smaller types of containers, the secondary function is not so chashev. So if the primary function is no longer functional, so who cares? Let's just get to it. Next, nokta mishum kulam shiur hakul a cluster four cabin. So there has to be original size of four cabin. A terminal has to be five cabin. Olchayra im cluster sheish by four cabin. Roy lemishkav madu lo yehi roy gam terminal sheish by four cabin. Why does the terminal have to be even larger? Madu sheish terminal by five cabin. The chasav hamishna acharina she cluster also letashmish kibul bulvad eisim also bepachas mi four cabin that a cluster. Which is made the tashmish kibul bilvad. Ice most of the pachas before kabim uchshasu b'kab before kama rei gila daita shechafetz begad loy l'shtamish boil l'mishkaf. Ove turmul eina megala b'daita shavitzoyin l'tashmish boil l'midras. Achia senu da five kabim. The chain the kulam chasu which is zel kabonos hamishna haravs v'ham niz V'hamizura. What's that word again? V'hamizuda. Mizvada. Kol shehein kolama b'chol godel shoyisoy sam daitel l'shtamish b'chem gam l'shchiva. So the explaining is all the measurements that we're about to go give. Because that is the way you have to go inside the person's mind. You have to enter into his frame of mind. And the people only will designate these objects for shtiva unless they have a certain amount in their original form, in their primary function. This is the way people think. If you make a term, the Mishnah says, a cluster, arba kavin. A cluster which is used as to put on the mouth of an animal to give it food, when the size people want it to be for multifunctional thing is when it's 4 kabin. If it's less than 4 kabin, a person does not have any kavanah that it should also be used as a pillow. It's only going to be used as a pillow when it's going to be released. Hatermal, chameshes kabin. This is the way it is. This backpack, which shepherds take all of their possessions, a knapsack, has to be at least 5 kabin to also have kavanah to use it as a mishkaf. Hakirisis, that's a small one. Saw is 1 saw. What's a saw? A saw is 6 kabin. It's even larger. How many kav are there in a saw?
You know that's
six. Six. Hachemes. Chemes holds water. Shel shivas kabin. 7. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af harivtzol v'haniz vodo. How do they say it in Hebrew? Vada, because it says sforadit. Sforadit. The komatz becomes a patach. So a misvada. But in Litvish Havara, it's Misvodo, Misvodo. Right? So try that. Try that one out at the airport. Misvodo, not Misvada. Kol Shehein, even the smallest amount, even if you can hold the smallest amount, you have a mini suitcase. It's also meant L'shchiva when you're tired, when you're waiting for the airplane, you're going to put your head down on it. Harei elu tve midras. The kulam shenifchasu, all of these things, if they become defective, any of these things become defective, even the smallest amount is no longer functional, the suitcase, the backpack, the feeding trough, the portable feeding trough, all of these things become defective, to hoirim, because once the primary function is bottled, the secondary, b'bnei shebottle, or ikar bottle ha'tfeila. Good? Is this good? Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav here says, harei elu top of the Rav, the second line, harei elu to name, all these examples to name, midras, why? Kol elu ashtim b'mishna, im yesh b'kulam ha'shir, ha'mufurish b'chem, o yoyser, mita b'midras. The misham shen shchiva im malachim, because you use it for two functions, you use it for the continuous, just to lie down on. Av, ulu pachos mikashir, ha'mufurish b'chem, lo yelach elohi. Good?
Good.
Nifchasu, let's say they become defective to hire. Shekol elu hatsu mekabel kishakibul kishakibul lahu mechinim. If they become last, shekol elu asuim lekabel kishakibul lahu machinim umazminim liyois uim lemeshkav umayshav uchesh nifchas. And when they become deficient, botal ho eger shehu akibul. And when they become diminished, the ikar is bottle, and mimeil no longer makabel tuma. And once they no longer makabel tuma, the botat feila shehi tumas midras. All right, let's chaz the mission. Are you clear with this? Are you clear? Let's chaz the mission again. Hakorim. Let's go back to the beginning of the beginning.
How are we doing it again for?
We have to chazer, one chazer. When's the next time you're going to see this Mishnah if you're not going to chazer?
You're right, let's do it again.
Hakarim. Karim is a pillow.
Vyakasasas.
Is a sheet. Vyasakin. A container.
A sack.
Vyamartsu says sack is a small sack. Vyamartsu is a large one. Vyamartsu, well, no, I'm sorry. Sack made from leather. No. Sakin, look at the texture. It's made from here, seyar. Seyar. So seyar. The marzah was made from ore. Okay, it's not really showing you the right picture, the right caption.
Right.
A sakin. There appears to be an error here. The maritzuf shav, the texture of leather, according to the code system. Okay, maritzufim shenifchasu. They have now, so these things have really two uses. They really used to hold things, and now, and they also used to lie down. Shenifchasu, and now they have been diminished. There's been damage. So all the wool is falling out of the car and the kesses, and the sack and the maritz of the linen contain. Harei elu tamei midras. It does not matter. They still maintain their status quo. The matam tumas midras. Is the sun bothering you?
No, I like it.
Hare elu tmei midras. Next, hakulustar. What's a kulustar? A feeding trough. A portable feeding trough. Arbo kabin. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It must be at least four kabin. A thermal. What's a thermal? What's a thermal? A thermal is a knapsack. A knapsack. Chameshas kabin. Hakirisis. What's a krisis? It's a leather sack. How much? Saw must be a saw 6 kab. Hachemes. What's a chemes? A chemes is a canteen, a water canteen. Shalshivas kab. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Har Rivtsol. What's a Rivtsol? A Rivtsol is a small water canteen. And the Hamiz Vada. What's a mizvada? A suitcase. Even kol shein, even a small suitcase. Hareilu tumeim midras. All of these things, as long as they're up to the task. As long as they're complete and they're functional, they're also mitamei tumas midras. But the kulam shnefchasu. But what happens if there's a defect? Tahirin. They're no longer mitamei tumas midras. Why? Bimnei shabatul ikur ubat lahatzveila. Once the ikur is batul, the tafel is batul. All right, are we good?
Good.
Okay, Mishnah Beis. Chemes chalilin tohoira min amidras. And what is that? Picture 604. Let's go to 604. Okay, we have over here a chemes chalilin, the container of a flute. Noyeshev derech piv. You blow in it. Haruach nichnes bechemes v'yoytze derech. The ruach goes in the chemes v'yoytz or derech hachalilin u'mashmiya koil. Hachemes meshamish l'megina b'uvad ve'eni meshamish l'yeshiva or not used for lying and sitting down. Mishum kach eni mekabel t'mashmish. This is some type of musical instrument. Are you familiar with this?
No. It looks like a wind bag or something. A bag, you know, like those.
I don't know all these. I have no idea what this
Irish
is.
Guys, they have those,
yeah.
Those bagpipes, whatever.
Noyesh means you blow. Derech piv.
Yeah, it's like a bagpipe.
You blow in these different things, and the air goes inside and comes out of these holes.
Yeah,
and when it comes out of these holes,
no.
I mean, I'm certain they make these loud screeching sounds.
Right.
Doesn't sound too good to me.
What do Irish know about music?
I never saw by a Jewish wedding one of those bagpipes.
Really? It's just how Yiddish is.
Why not?
It's an Irish song.
Okay, so we have over here this type of instruments, a musical instrument which is made from leather. So the question is it makabel tamas midrash? So the Mishnah here seems to say the answer is no.
Is this the next Mishnah?
Mishnah Beis, yeah.
Chemes
chalilin. That's what it is. It's a bagpipe. Chemes chalilin. Let's see the Rav.
Because people don't lie on it.
You don't lie on it. That's right. Let's see over here the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav over here says chemes chalilin. Ha chemes mole ruach umasim na chalilin. You put the tubes, the flutes. Bifia chemes in the end opening of the chemes. Vaduach yotzeder chanakavim, and the wind comes out of the holes. Umoytzim na chalilin kol shoshir. Termina midras. Olechazi l'shiv esamur.
Okay,
Vaita. Arevas pi soinois. That's picture 605. Okay, let's see the picture. The picture over here says, Hareva asu eats. It's made from wood. Bahare kli, bahare kli kibble. Umikabelis to masmeis, ludasa kol. Hapoilim yoshim leitim al gabe hareva. They sun this basin. Okay, it's made for. Let's see. One more time. Hareva asu eats. The kibble will come to it. Okay, and the apoilim it's on it. The beshamai. Hareva mekabel stumas lemizlofish shapamim. Hapoilim yoshim al gaba kishrihim leanav. Avonim stones. The beis silay derech adam leishav al avonim. We af and a problem Yoshim al Gabi Areva bat lo daita. So it's about Yalvi and Areva, and they filled it up with stones. Gavi goes to see they have on like a container.
No, I've never seen this.
They have containers, boxes, the garbage, construction, you know, dumpsters.
Is it a dumpster?
Yeah, it's a dumpster, but it's round. Maybe they should try that. Round dumpsters instead of a square dumpster. Well, they have new things now. So they have now these cloth dumpsters. You ever see that? And they come and pick it up. They have now a new thing. You fill a big bag. These big bags, and then they come and take away the big bags. You know what I'm talking about? The city does that sometimes. So that's what it really will. That's what it is over here. A revas. You have a basically it's a dumpster. Piece so nice. It's stones. Beshamai Oimer Midras, and let's say someone
works. Wait a second, does Hill argue on this?
Yeah. You see a guy sitting down, right, taking a lunch break.
Did you ever see Tami Midras?
No, because people don't, that's Machlaikis. Did you ever see a construction site people sitting down on the edge of the dumpster?
No.
No?
No.
Well, it seems that it was customary in ancient times.
It was smaller, that's what.
They sat down on the edge of the dumpster when they have a lunch break.
Small dumpster.
So that's the machlokes. Let's see over here the rabbi. Rabbi here says, Arevas Pinoy Sois, the Areva of the Pinoy Sois. Areva Shemevin Bo Avonim Gitanas Virigve Adama. It's an Areva. Areva means a bowl. A large bowl. Shemevin Bo, which they bring it stones. Avonim Gitanas, small stones. Virigve Adama, clumps of earth. They lost a spin. To put them in the rows of construction. Okay, they bring in earth. It's high quality earth and stones. They're using this for construction. I mean, it's not a dumpster. It's a container. It's a container which they're using, which they have the raw material. Okay, it's raw material. Upi soinois loshon. What's the word? What's the etymology of the word of the word pi soinois loshon shekel pisas shadaba shekel pisa. I'm reading the Gemara Sanhedrin Gabi Marcolus. By Marcolus, shada pisa shekel pisa shadaba shadabe. You know what Marcolus is?
Yeah.
Avodah Zara. You throw a stone. You have some type of I don't know.
It's funny, they call it a different kind of Marcolus.
Shada pisa. He picked up shakal pisa. He picked up a pisa. Shodaba. He threw it at it. So you see from the context that pisa means a stone. A stone. Yeah. Marcolus is the Avodah Zara. What's Marcolus? One stone type of two stones. It's like a pie. Pie, you know, the simple pie, you have like two stones, right? And you throw a stone. You give it cover by throwing a stone at it. Yeah? You know what the Avodah Zara is? It's you give someone a shtech, an insult. You throw a stone, that's what it represents. You give a shtech to someone. You stab someone. Oh, you see someone in the street? Oh. You did the. Oh, you give him a good insult. You stab him in the back. You throw a stone at him. That's a form of idolatry. So shada shakal piece. So you take a stone, shadabe, and you throw it at. So you see from the context that the word posa pisa means a stone. Now we can understand what it means in this Mishnah. Arevas pisonois, a bowl, a container of little stones. Isn't that good? So Beshamai says in the Midrash, Shekasar Beshamai says Shchiva im Lachta Veselsar Veinim Mishvesh. Beshamai says people sit down and Veselsar says people do not sit down. Okay, we have to stop here because we're out of time. Okay.
How come Veselsar says it's not good?
Because he holds it's not the derech. But Ladait, people do not sit down on containers. People do not sit down on containers. Okay, we have to stop.